Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am the Welsh, that is Scott Bogman. We are back in action once a week through the rest of this month, and then we get on to the regular schedule because we are technically in fantasy football draft season. Maybe it's a little best ball-y season right now, but next month it all gets to it. So for the remainder of the time, we are going to do the best we can to prep you for the season and all of the goodies that you can get from mock drafts to breakdowns. And that is what we are doing today, is we are taking a look at the 2022 ADP of players and what the 2023 ECR looks like. So what does that mean to you? It's these are the players that have changed big in value from last year to this year. If you're really in it, you may know it, but all those dudes and wherever they were, these are the big value changes so you can really understand what the player pool looks like this go round, Bogman. And I think this is like a good early exercise to take a look at, because I think people diving their heads back into it just might not even be prepared of like, Alexander Mattison is worth a whole lot more. And, you know, this running back over here and this wide receiver over here, like there's a lot of guys that Rashad White, like these players that have changed value year over year. Sometimes it's hard for people to conceptualize. So we are literally going to take the ADP versus what early ECR looks like, and we are going to spoon feed the people.
That's right. I had to go find ADP from Fantasy Football Calculator from last year. And it was a good resource because it was like, they had 284 drafts done in like the last 5 days leading up before the season started. So good information there versus I just did half point PPR on Fantasy Pros. So we're kind of comparing these two. But I think like best balls are going to help. I feel like I get seasonal depression now, Welsh. Like, you know, most people get it in reverse in the winter.
Yeah, why do you get it now?
Because I'm from Arizona and Texas, so the weather's terrible in the summer. Oh, I want to leave my house, and there's no football yet.
Like, I wasn't conceptualizing, like, but why now? Because this is draft season. This, like, I think your time would have been like March through like early April, like 2 months.
Nah,
of good.
I'm good in March and April because baseball's coming, right? Like, okay, it's right now. We're in the dog days of baseball. It's getting hot and it's hard to go outside anymore.
Not quite draft season yet.
There's no football.
No draft.
Yeah. Even the college football, like the spring practices are all done. You know, we're in OTAs. We're basically waiting for training camp to start in August. So I get antsy now, but that, you know, the best ball we're going to do next week, I'm going to love. And, you know, these rankings are interesting. You know, it's a lot of movement and it'll show you. I think a big thing too is don't just recognize the names that we're telling you, recognize where the deals are. And they're mainly on rookies and young players, which is why, you know, the Welsh gets another feather in his cap from his last mock draft that we did when you had seven rookies on your bench or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You're going to find value there somewhere. Some of them are Sky Moore. but some of them are Garrett Wilson. You know what I mean? So
100%.
A lot of talent out there that people are letting go by because they're just not sure.
And if people are wondering about said best ball, it's because this episode is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code ITL today. Go and sign up. Use that promo code. And when you make a deposit up to $100, you will get a 100% match on Underdog when you use the promo code ITL. And guess what? We're going to be doing our best ball on Underdog next week. We are going to be filling it and posting it in the ITL Army GroupMe room. But I will tell you, if you use the promo code and want to tweet at us showing you used it, we can get you in. I think that's a fair enough, reasonable thing for next week if you want to play. Now, we do have to give you like a day and time. We don't 100% have that, but if you know you're going to try to make that bad boy and you're not a part of the ITL Army, but you want to use the code, let us know. We will try to get you that spot, especially if you do it early. Otherwise, we'll be posting it in our GroupMe rooms. We have an Underdog room and we've got football and tons more. But use that promo code and you can get in on your best balling right now, which we are going to do next week. And we may broadcast it on our Twitch. We haven't been doing much of that, but twitch.tv/inthisleague if you guys want to check it out. So being a part of it might be extra, extra fun. So go and check it out today. Download the app Underdog Fantasy, promo code ITL. And of course, inthisleague.com is the Patreon if you want to sign up. You can get all of Bogman's ranks. He's got redraft and dynasty and superflex and IDP, all that stuff.
Oh my.
You can get access to that at like $5. You can get into the GroupMe rooms, Underdog to football. We've got card collecting. We've got, you know, movies, all of that stuff. Lieutenants and captains. Captains get every single room we do. LTs, you get to pick a sport and you get those said rooms. So football, you would get the football room. And we've got, which is probably the coolest of in-season rooms, is our start and sit room for football. So Sundays, Saturday nights into Sunday mornings, that room is absolutely popping where people are dropping like, you know, who would you start? This guy, this guy, this guy. And everybody's voting. And I think it's really cool. It's a cool asset and value. So come and check us out and know that you are supporting us at inthisleague.com. That is our Patreon, inthisleague.com. We're going to get into this pretty quick here, but there is one big piece of news that is floating around. And it is the us waited with bated breath of what happens with Dalvin Cook. You know, it's funny. You've like doing shows like the last couple of weeks. And you'll like random, we'll be, do, you know, set to go. And you'll kind of be like, oh, this guy signed with that guy. And then today you were saying like Frank Clark signed with the hell, Frank Clark,
Denver.
And I was like, I don't know what free agents are there. I just, my brain wasn't going. And you were like, well, there's some defensive players and running backs are still sitting out there.
Yeah.
You've got Elliott that still doesn't have a gig.
Elliott.
And Dalvin Cook is going to be the next big casualty where I guess we're just waiting on at this point. And I've seen a lot of rumors over the last 48 hours about a potential connection between the Dallas Cowboys and Dalvin Cook. So your thoughts on the Cook potential release and
buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler ColumbusAutoMall.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
And potential connection. It would be brutal for Tony Pollard, who is a theoretical first round pick. I would hate it.
I mean, it would suck for his value now compared to last year. His value.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Boggs, we will start with the positions. We'll do positions, and at the end, we'll kind of just do a blast through the overall so you guys can see that. And what we've got here is we have got the guys that have improved, probably in like a dramatic sense, the guys that have gotten a lot worse. And we will just bam, bam, bam across running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and tight end here. And when we look at running backs, wouldn't you know it, when we talk about the guys that have improved, the number one is said Rashad White. He is the number one 2022 ADP versus 2023 ECR change. 60, again, don't get too focused on the numbers. 60 was his ADP at running back last year. 24 right now. So he is a top two round running back value. That is a 36 running. That is literally from being a running back five or six to a running back two. No bigger change than Rashad White. So people are going to have to wrap their heads around this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising, right? Because Fournette's gone. And we said Chase Edmonds is the only other guy with experience there. I mean, I guess Keyshawn Vaughn has experience, but it's all bad experience. I kind of expect him to get cut before the season starts. So right now it's Rashad White, Sean Tucker, and Chase Edmonds in that backfield. So if you don't think they're adding someone, I think you're kind of crazy, but it's deserved as of now. But this is why I wait until before the season starts to draft someone. So
do you think
a lot of drafts?
I guess the big thing with this, because like there was a lot of fun underlying stuff with Rashad White that, you know, like if he were given the workload, make it really possible. He can catch the ball. He can do a little bit of everything. But do you think no matter who the back is that comes in, it turns Rashad White into a 50-50? Or do you think there's a possibility that a guy that comes in, he could still be the primary? Because it sounds like to me, you think there's no scenario where he's not in a full 50-50 spot.
No, I don't think that at all. I hope I'm not giving off that scenario, but I do think he is absolutely being overdrafted right now with the assumption that that can't happen. So I just, you know, there's only like four or five backs that can come in and even work their way into a decent split with Rashad White. But the problem is that if I'm picking one team in the NFL to sign another running back before the season starts, it is absolutely Tampa Bay because they have nothing behind him. So I feel like they're going to bring, like I said before, like if they bring Fournette back or if they bring in Zeke, you are, you know, shaking in your boots if you're rostering White. But if they bring in Kareem Hunt or someone past him, all right, now Rashad White has a legit chance. We just don't know who that's going to be. And if I'm the Bucks, no way I'm going to have to put Baker Mayfield back there or I'm going to have to put Kyle Trask back there. I want to bring in a running back that can handle a big workload. So I'm either bringing in Zeke brand new or I'm bringing back Leonard Fournette just because I know these guys can take a bunch of carries. So, you know, especially when Baker's having an off day and he throws three picks or you have to hand it over to Trask because Baker's so bad, or if Trask even gets the start over Baker, you don't know what to expect. So like, I want to run the ball and keep my defense gassed up on the sideline. So I can't imagine that they go into the season without signing someone that's a bit of a grinder. So that is my reasoning to why I don't really like Rashad White in his value right now.
I do love the way that they can treat the running back there and throw the ball. And if Fournette's gone, you know, a primary receiver gets to be Rashad White. He wasn't spectacular necessarily on the ground. So that'll be the funny thing is if luckily they were to bring in a Dalvin Cook actually kind of makes a little bit more sense for that team because he can be their pounding runner. Because I'm not saying Elliott can't as well, but Elliott definitely plays a big portion of like the passing game, but Rashad White will be that guy. So this goes back into, I'm trying to think of a good comp, but it was just like, you know, when Jerick McKinnon was used as like a receiver and then you had your primary, like
hot
Pacheco
handy.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, but that's what you would worry about is if what you want for Rashad White's value is he's receiving, you know, five to six receiving targets per game, somewhere in that range, maybe 4 to 5. And he's getting at least 12 to 15 carries. You know, so that, you're getting close to 20 touches. That could still happen, even if they brought in a guy like Dalvin Cook, except it's probably not, because, you know, they probably 15 to 17 touches for that running back. And then White moves down to 12 because it's a big passing game. So you, it's just hard to tell on the scheme. So Rashad White, even though he's the biggest mover, he has the potential to fall back into probably not anything insane. If Dalvin Cook, let's take a guess real quick. 24 is his current ECR. If Dalvin Cook were to come in, do you think he's still a top 3 round back, Rashad White?
No.
Top 36. You think his ECR moves outside the top 36?
Top. Well, you said 3 round.
Top 3.
Okay. Yeah. Top 36 back. RB. Let's just pretend and say they signed Cook today, right? Mm-hmm. I would put Rashad White probably at like 32, 33, somewhere in that neighborhood. I would drop him a decent amount, because I currently have him at, I got him at 24, so he would lose about 10 spots to me. I put him
so
behind.
You have him. You have him at value. That's exactly what his ADP is.
Right. Yeah. So I have him, you know, exactly there. So Swift, Montgomery, Pacheco, Javonte, probably Brian Robinson. I put all those guys ahead of him if Cook went to Tampa.
Yeah, 32 on Fantasy Pros ECR is Khalil Herbert. So you're putting him around her. Probably Madison would go ahead, I'm imagining, because
Madison's going to move up for me.
Yeah, Madison is at 33, but he's going to move up once the Cook thing becomes official. So he's probably around Herbert, Dylan, maybe below the Jamal Williams in that tier. So it could affect the next three. They kind of put these in a clump because of the name perspective. Number two on the biggest ADP to rank changes from 2022 to 2023 is Isaiah Pacheco, who was kind of like the same as Rashad White, 58 ADP, 27 on, we're looking at half PPR, ECR. The next guy, this one is a more dramatic one. Ramondre Stevenson is your next big mover with a 25 RB spot difference, because he was RB 35, so essentially a flex, to top 10, ECR 10 running back. And then the other big name, Kenneth Walker, who was 38 last year, up to 14 this year. So in a 15, you know, in a, I guess a 15, 16 team league, he's a first RB one, but that's a 24 RB spot difference. The difference on these three, obviously, is Stevenson and Walker are a higher tier, but some people have a very high evaluation of Pacheco this time. But these are three big names that have the biggest 24 or more movement: Pacheco, Stevenson, and Walker up. Which is the least that you buy? And I know it's Ken Walker because of Charbonnet.
It's not, actually.
No.
It's, if I'm buying the least of one of these guys, it's Pacheco. Because I think Walker is one of the best running backs in the NFL. I think Stevenson is I would call him a great running back. He's very good. So for me, those guys in terms of talent, they're not going anywhere, right? So it's Pacheco, and I like Pacheco, and I have him higher than this ADP on my list. You know, mine are PPR rankings, but I have him at 19, because I want to get a good piece of a good.
Where do you
offense.
Have Walker? I feel like you have Pacheco and Walker near each other. Then
I have Walker at, where did I put Walker? 14.
Okay. And, so a little bit higher. Yeah.
And I have Stevenson at 11. So like, because I think Walker and Stevenson are both very good. Obviously, Walker has issues with Charbonnet there, but Stevenson is the back. Like, they didn't draft anybody. There was kind of Bijan talk and all that stuff. They didn't do that. So
what's so interesting about what you just said is I'm like, hey, it's Walker. You are consensus with Walker, but you are high. You pointed out Pacheco mm-hmm. is a non-believer, and you are dramatically higher. You're dramatically higher on Pacheco after you just said it's one you don't. So wait, did I get it wrong? I was kind of saying, which one do you not buy of the high rank? Are you saying he's
the
one
the high rank?
No, but of how high they are and how high they've moved. I thought Kenneth Walker was going to be too high to you.
No.
You just said it was Pacheco, but you're higher on Pacheco, way higher than the consensus.
I understand what you're saying. I'm saying if I have to pick one of these three guys that I would not believe in, Pacheco's my lowest rank.
Oh, so well, that's what I'm saying is the funny because he just.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right.
At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
So much higher than the consensus for
you. Yeah, yeah. No, I believe in all these guys, to be honest with you. But if I'm picking one...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is...
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! Walker and Stevenson, just talent-wise, are way better than Pacheco. And I think Pacheco's really good. But, you know, you look at some of the underlying numbers, and he's around average. You know, he's running behind a good offensive line. You know, I am interested to see him with a full workload here in Kansas City this year. That's going to be interesting. Also, maybe not as believable because Walker did it in college. Stevenson did it last year. Like, we've seen both those guys in full workload modes. So they're going to be fine. I don't worry about those guys. And yes, there's a lot of issues with Charbonnet coming in, and maybe Walker could get pushed down, but Walker's a better running back. You know, my fear for Walker is that Charbonnet could get goal line touches because he's so much bigger. But that's my one issue. Walker's just a solid back. I think he was second in the league in breakaway yards last year, which is just crazy. So as a rookie. Walker is still my guy. I still love him. I still like Stevenson, but I'm interested, and I'm rostering Pacheco. I've taken him in a couple best balls, and I have him on a couple of my dynasty rosters already. So I do like Pacheco, and I will stick with him. But if I'm picking one to fall out of favor, that's the guy.
It's interesting. I was looking too on, you know, if you care. I know some people do not care about this. I was looking on expected stats on PFF, expected fantasy stats, for some of these players' overall points. And Ramondre Stevenson was actually top 7 in the league last year for more expected stats, almost 20 more expected fantasy points in favor of him. And I was trying to find all of these because Rashad White is actually number 2 of all the players we've talked about. He's actually number 18 with 15 more points. Who are the other two names we were just talking about?
Walker and Pacheco.
Yeah, Walker. I couldn't find Pacheco, but Walker was on that list, and he was inversed. He was about 12 to 14 points lost on expected from last year. And then now you add in Charbonnet. And do you think Charbonnet is going to be a real thing?
Yes, I. But it's also like these guys can function together. There's plenty of backfields that have two backs that are okay. And I think it's more likely that both of them underperform from expectations, then one of them goes crazy to me. But if I'm picking a guy to go crazy, Walker's still the better back. So it's still Walker for me.
Two other guys with a 20 RB spot differential. Two different players. Brian Robinson, who Bogman has been a big Brian Robinson guy. He was in the 50s. Crazy enough, he was going higher than Pacheco and White. He's gone from 52 to an ECR 30, so that's a flex option. And then Tony Pollard went from 30, which was flex, into top 10, number 9 on ECR right now. That obviously would adjust If Dalvin Cook went to Dallas, what do you think Tony Pollard looks like? Do you think he, I think he still is like top, no later than top 15. I don't think that changes. I'm not even sure if he moves that much. It might be top 12.
I would put him at 14. And currently I have him at 7. So I would drop him for sure if Cook went there, but it wouldn't be, you know, a tremendous fall. Like, I don't think Cook comes in and takes over for Pollard. I think Pollard's the guy there regardless. So I think he's the, you know, maybe it's 60-40. And so maybe it's not by a ton, but I still think that Pollard's the better back at this point in their career. You know, the issue with Pollard and taking over and all that stuff is that he's never done this. Even in college, I think his total college touches were like 243 over 3 seasons. So obviously didn't do it last year in the NFL with a million touches. So that's like my one concern with him. But Pollard's an excellent back. So not surprising. Brian Robinson, you know, like I like Brian Robinson. I have him at 35. So he's like barely an RB3 for me here, because I just think it's going to be such an even split between him and Gibson. And it's going to be one of those annoying things like it was last year, where if Robinson is the guy, they might give him 30 carries and give Gibson 7, you know, and then the reverse could happen. Now, next week is 24 touches for Gibson and it's 13 for Robinson. It's just so frustrating the way that backfield is right now. So I'm way more in on Pollard, but Robinson, I'm cooling on a little bit just because of the situation.
Here are some other double-digit RB differences of guys that have jumped up. You've got Jamal Williams, who went from 53 to 34 in New Orleans now. Jerick McKinnon, touchdowns. What's that?
They said thank you touchdowns for Jamal Williams.
Two players on the same team, first time this has happened now. Kansas City, Jerick McKinnon goes from 63 to 44, still not a startable. Deontay Foreman is an interesting one, from 62 to 45. Josh Jacobs goes from 23 to 7, not a big deal. Damian Pierce goes from 37 to 21. That's a 16-spot difference, followed by Breece Hall, who is, even off the injury, is RB11. No discount. Or I'm sorry, RB. Yeah, RB11. Yeah. I got confused by the differential the next player, because Alexander Mattison, 47 to 36, is an 11-spot difference. He will go even further once Cook is out. And then Travis Etienne, 22 to 12. That's a 10-spot difference. So overall, what you see here is 5 running backs that have moved into the top 12. So think about that. Almost half of the new top 12 running backs were not there last time and made those.
What does the NFL stand for, Welsh?
Yep, not for long, man.
Not long.
Double digit. 5 of the top 12 new RBs in ECR for PPR had double digit RB jumps to go into that. So it's not like a guy went from, you know, 16 to 12, or these are double digit changes. These are some big ones. And that is what I'm talking about when it's getting your mind wrapped around what the new RB class looks like.
Look,
those
at
are
the
some
top
big
two.
Guys.
Rookie last year, White, Pacheco, rookie. Stevenson, second year, Walker, rookie, Brian Robinson, rookie. You know, so it's all
Jacobs is about the only veteran. Matt Jacobs and Madison. Well, I guess he didn't move up, but if you want to talk about the double digit differences, the only vets are like Jamal Williams and what? Jacobs, I guess Foreman you can throw in there. Like it's like 75% like first and second year players.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, just guys that finally had a role. Foreman finally had a strong role. Yeah. McKinnon finally had a strong role. Same thing with Jamal. So, and Jamal switched teams. So, makes sense.
Yeah. The only other, there's some single digit ones. The only one other one I'd point out is James Cook. James Cook jumped from a not top 36 starting running back into that. He's at 31 right now. Some people, I think, feel more aggressive about him. He's kind of divisive right now, but that's the other one. Let's go on the opposite end now. So these are the guys that had got worse. And the number one is also a Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay rules the day of running backs, because the number one up was Rashad White, and the number one down is Leonard Fournette, who is jobless. He went from 14 to 56. That's really not a shocker. Number two is also Ezekiel Elliott, 15 to 51.
Get a job.
The dudes don't have jobs. Yeah, these guys don't have jobs, so it makes
Kareem
sense.
Hunt, fourth on the list. Get a job. Yeah, not a surprise. We don't know where these guys are going to go, so we have no clue what the role is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's. I like that it's those three free agents and Chase Edmonds are the ones that lost the most. Who was in on Chase Edmonds last year? I did not understand that.
I think, no, there was there was 100% that if we go back and look, people we might be very close friends with, I might have had a couple Chase Edmonds tweets out there.
Make Feely?
They exist.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, I feel like it might be Merrick Mound. I don't know.
Oh, Merrick Mound. Yeah.
There might be some of them. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I know there were a couple Chase Edmonds people. Here's the first relevant one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire went from 33. I guess relevant is questionable or divisive, but 33, well, which
relevant.
Was
that's why he's relevant here.
Now he's not 33, which was a flex option to off the list 55. And that's no surprise because literally two of the top 10 running backs that have jumped in value are Kansas City Chiefs. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire is truly a nothing burger. And I think you would agree he is a nothing burger now.
Nothing. Yeah. I mean, he's third at best on that team. So he's definitely behind Pacheco and McKinnon. So he is nothing. Yeah. And some of these guys are nothing.
Well,
Patterson now is nothing.
Yeah. So going through real quick, the next two, I'm interested in the ones that don't have like legitimate reasons here. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, boom. Alvin Kamara goes from 9 to 29 because of suspension stuff. You kind of get that. Eli Mitchell goes from 20 to 40. Christian McCaffrey makes sense. You said Cordell Patterson, obviously for Bijan, you get that. But the ones that don't have like there's some ness to it, but not the obviousness is DeAndre Swift. Now DeAndre Swift was a disappointment last year. We just found out recently that apparently he was playing with a gajillion different injuries, and he goes to a new team. He was 8 before, way super hyped. He is not a top 2 round running back now. He doesn't have an Eli Mitchell situation. He doesn't have a Alvin Kamara situation. He doesn't have a Clyde Edwards situation, but he has a disappointment situation in a place in Philly where they do like to use kind of a system. And honestly, Jalen Hurts is probably the number one running back. But what do you think about Swift, who had a 17 RB difference coming in at 25 when he was 8?
I think it's appropriate. I think what we learned from Swift last year is that he can't beat out Jamal Williams for a larger role. And look, Jamal, I love him. He's a lot of fun to watch. But as in terms of a runner, he's kind of normal. He's kind of a league average guy. We can call him above league average. I'm more than fine doing that. But, he's not special. And he still beat out Swift for touches. They traded him for a 4th-round pick, which means, the league kind of doesn't like him. You can't get a 3rd for DeAndre Swift. It's kind of surprising. I guess running backs are cheap now, and he's on a good deal. So 4th is the best thing they can get. And, Pat keeps talking about this on the Dynasty Pod on Fantasy Pros, how all the Philly beat writers are saying, look, Penny was their target. He was their guy. That's why they went after him first, and they want him to start. Now, we all know Penny ain't going to last because he never does. But Swift doesn't last either. So I think this.
Do two not last make a last?
They make a great deal for Kenneth Gainwell as a late round flyer in best balls. I'll say
so
that.
You're so you're just done with Swift.
I don't like Swift. Yeah. And I don't know that I'm done with him, but I've got him at 30. So I got him below. I'd rather have banged up Javonte. I'd rather take a chance on Gibbs. I'd rather have David Montgomery and Damian Pearson, even his old roommate there, Jamal Williams. I'd rather
buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
So I'm just not in on Swift at all.
I don't know. I'm cautiously waiting to see like what usage looks like. I think you have to know in season if you do get involved. If you get into the DeAndre Swift business, you're going to have to know that it's a limited touch thing. It's the old Jamal Charles. Like,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull? Hey.
Lots more wide receivers on this. We will try to get through it. Your number one ADP from 2022 to ECR wide receiver. This is one that I was hesitant to start the year, and then I went full bore on, and I think you might have been proud of me to make the adjustment because you really sold me on him because I went hardcore on how valuable he is. It's Garrett Wilson, a 49 wide receiver spot difference. He was 59 wide receiver ADP last year at 10. Part of that argument, like you said, why I am way more willing to be aggressive on rookie wide receivers on my freaking bench when I have solid veterans, because look at this. I want to focus on Garrett Wilson, but look at this. You've got Chris Olave. We can Watson 60 to 24. Chris
Olave. Just go down to line 10 here. This guy.
This is crazy. Olave was 46 last year, 14 this year. London, 49 last year, 22 this year. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 32 to 9. Devontae Smith, 31 to 13. Treylon Burks, 53 to 35. Pickens, 54 to 37 this
year. Every single one of those guys, rookie or second year guy. All of them.
And all of them are, well, except Pickens, are top three round wide receivers, with the majority of them being top two round receivers. And look at those costs. Only two of all of those receivers we talked about were inside the top 45, and they had huge differences. So taking upside plays on wide receivers on your bench, I'm not saying they're all going to be like this, but that's the play. That's the play. Get me two of those guys on my bench when I got veteran receivers to hold me, and maybe I'll get screwed and I'll take the Sky Moore and whatever other one that didn't fail. But if I get the Garrett Wilson and the Drake London, then holler at your boy, because that's
Sky Moore and Dee Eskridge, tough guys recently that didn't have a ton of success. I'm sure there's more examples and all that stuff. But I mean, look, this is where the value comes from. And we had Andrew Erickson on to talk about some wide receivers before the season started last year. And he talked about, hey, look, I'm just throwing darts at rookies at the end of every draft because someone's going to pan out. They do every single year. And it happened again last year. And look, you know, I keep talking about that. The talent starting from the high school level, it's your best player on the team is a quarterback, regardless of size. The next best athletic guys, most athletic guys, are wide receivers or defensive ends if they're big. Then it's tight ends. Then it's, you know, that's why offensive line play is bad, because you're putting the worst players on the O-line. It's who's left. So O-line play is getting worse overall, but wide receivers are great every year coming out. And there's tons of talent this year as well. So, you know, just at least go over the rookie class if you haven't got yourself familiar, because this shows us how much value they can have.
Yeah, I love Garrett Wilson, and that's one of those reasons, I think, to relook at Aaron Rodgers and having that type of weapon. I mean, he also has some of his comfortable. There's a lot of weapons in there, I guess you could argue. And Rodgers has definitely been known to kind of sling it all around. But I think he's going to fall in love with Garrett Wilson, who are, I mean, there's a lot of different varying values in here, because we have a wide receiver as high as 9 and as low as 37. Those were guys with 15 or higher wide receiver spot differences from last year to this year. Is there one or two that stand out? I mean, I know you loved Treylon Burks. I don't know where you're at on Amon-Ra St. Brown. Who is one that you love the up, and maybe one that you hate that's moved up so much?
I don't think Drake London, like, in terms of talent, Drake London should move up. I think 22 probably still a little high for him, just because the Falcons are not going to pass the ball that much. They ran more than any other team last year. Then they drafted Bijan Robinson. They have Bijan and Tyler Algier, an offensive line that's, you know, much better and made for running, plus a first-year starter in Desmond Ridder. So I just... where's the upside for Drake? Like, it's in his talent and it's there, but I don't know if he's going to get the usage that people think he's going to get. So that's probably the one I'm a little hesitant on in terms of all the rest of these guys. Maybe I'm a little hesitant on Burks too, just because I don't like the situation in Tennessee with a bad quarterback and a coach that hates young players and Mike Vrabel, because he really does. You know, if you come into camp fat, you're not getting any time like Burks did last year, and didn't really like his work ethic either, Vrabel. So I think he's a little bit in the doghouse, got to earn his way out of it. But the rest of these guys, I mean, come on. Watson, it could be a number one. Wilson is.
Is there
one
that you think even the move up isn't like you value them more? Like, do you value Watson more than even what the current rank is, or Pickens or any of them? Or
Smith? Well, not Pickens. I think I'm probably fairly in line. I have, let's see, I have Wilson at 10. Which, what is he at on that list?
10.
I got Olave at 13,
14.
Devontae at 15. I think I'm pretty in line.
Devontae's 13. You're a little bit lower.
Yeah, so I think I'm in the range of all of these guys. None of them really stand out, but they're all solid vets now. Now that they've played, they're all solid veterans that you don't worry about, except for Burks. I think Treylon is the only one that is still yet to prove himself.
Another group that moved up, you've got Tyler Lockett, which was 40, ADP wide receiver.
That's
40
just everybody
last year.
Going, all right, we thought you were old, but you're good.
Yeah.
So there you go.
He's up to 27. So that's a 13 wide receiver spot difference. Amari Cooper went from 28 to 16, which I think is probably one of the more significant jumps up. And that's because Watson and the offense, they did bring in Moore, which Moore looks good. There's some video out of Moore right now. They could spread the ball a little bit around, but I think the idea is if they're passing and moving the ball more in the air, it's just going to favor all those wide receivers. So he moved up. Also, Jalen Waddle went from 18 to 11, and Ayuk went from 38 to 31. Any singular thoughts on a guy or two of those?
No, I like that Waddle moved up. I thought he was way too low last year, invested in him heavily. So I think that's correct. He's definitely a wide receiver one. Lockett and Cooper, kind of same deal. You know, it's the falling knife. Let's let go of them a little bit too early. And now this is the buyback, so now they're probably appropriate instead of like a deal like they were last year. And then, yeah, I mean, Ayuk is just weird from year to year. I feel like he's going to move way up and way down every year, even though this is not way up, but it makes sense.
I think it's hard to move any 49ers offensive player up with McCaffrey there because they all eat into each other. It's like 1 week it'll be Debo, one it'll be Kittle.
It is.
Sure, yeah, there's a lot of weirdness in there. Just a few others. Tyreek Hill went from 8 up to 4, so top 5 wide receiver. Kadarius Toney, I feel like you think Toney is too low here. He went from 41 to 38. I feel like Toney is like one of the biggest sleeper wide receiver on everybody's list, but he's not representative of that right now.
I'm at 31, so yeah, I'm higher.
Yeah, quite a bit higher.
On him. Yeah, I think that he could definitely be the wide receiver one, but I mean, the receiver number one in Kansas City doesn't change. That's Kelce. So, you know, we're still... You want Juju-like numbers with a little more zip from Tony, and that's what I expect.
The biggest droppers. Number one is in Carolina, Adam Thielen. Went from wide receiver 23, he's fallen to wide receiver 58. That is a 35 wide receiver spot difference. I mean, theoretically going to be the number one there, but everyone is like, it doesn't matter who it is, it's trash in Carolina. That is crazy. Quite the drop for a guy that actually goes from the number two in Minnesota, better offense, to the number one in Carolina, which stinks.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got a rookie QB coming in that people are still questioning as well. You know, DJ Chark is not nothing. He'll get some. Terrace Marshall, they drafted Jonathan Mingo. So, and he's old, you know, so people think that this is... I could easily see Thielen doing a Lockett or an Amari Cooper from last season, right?
Where, I agree.
You know, he's never going to go up to like 16 where Cooper is, but he could go up to like 30 next year.
If
he
say, I can
touchdowns and stuff.
I feel like I could see him as a top like 30 to 36 somewhere.
Hold on,
in that
let's
range.
Test it though. Let's test it because I've got him at 52. I don't have him very high.
Okay, you want me to pull up the? I can pull up the Fantasy Pros. Oh, okay.
Well, I want you to say tell me between Thielen and Jahan Dotson.
See, I think he could get there. I mean, I'd take Dotson,
because Dotson's explosive. But I think like you could, I think I could see where he gets there.
Thielen or Jordan Addison?
That's funny. Again, I think
Addison too.
I'm going to take Addison. I'm going to take Addison, but I think again,
Thielen
can join this group.
Oh, he absolutely could. I mean, I am below all these guys too. And I see a couple names I can move him ahead of, but like I've got him at 52. I think if I'm readjusting right now, I'd put him at like 47.
Thielen or Bateman?
A Thielen. I don't like Bateman at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, funny fact, Fantasy Pros, Bateman's higher, 43.
I don't agree at all. I mean, that's a drum that I've been beating this offseason is picking up Bateman. And it's not even Bateman's talent. It's that they brought in Odell and Zay, and Mark Andrews is the number one there still. And how much more are they actually going to pass? Like, that's my big question, because you have two good running backs in the backfield, offensive line built for running, and Lamar Jackson, one of the best running backs and running quarterbacks in NFL history. So.
Number two, Hunter Renfrow went from 34 wide receiver last year to 63. And today, as I was reading, there's at least an update or some type of report. The Athletic's Tashawn Reed noted that the Raiders have not received any trade offers for Hunter Renfrow, but apparently they might be looking to move him because, Jacoby Myers is set to kind of take that role. So he might be moving on at some point. Probably not. Usually these rumors don't necessarily lead to anything, but he's the number two biggest faller. And there are some potential trade rumors out there with him. He lost a step.
I got him further than that. I got him in the 70s. So
out. Okay.
I mean, look, he has no job right now. Jacoby Myers just took his job. So I don't know when he's going to play.
Michael Thomas was 20 wide receiver 21 last year and 49 this time, 28 spot difference. That goes with not the same reason, but Mike Evans went from wide receiver 7 to wide receiver 32. That's a 25. So those are your 25 spot wide receiver differences. Whoa.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, the Mike Evans one just makes me roll my eyes, but he should not be down here at 32. I don't care that he's going from Brady to. I mean, Mike Evans won Johnny Manziel a Heisman. So how talented is that guy? I know he's old, but he's still very good. And this is a Longhorn talking up an Aggie. So, take that for what it's worth. But I saw someone did a meme of your favorite guy. That you sure about that?
You sure about that?
I saw them doing a meme about Michael Thomas. It was like, I'm going to take Michael Thomas. He's going to be a steal in 2019. You sure about that? I'm going to take Michael Thomas. He's going to be stealing 2021. You sure about that?
All the way up to
2023. Yeah, he's not a steal
That's
ever.
Really
the guy
funny.
Is, he's old.
He so now he will be a steal busted. Because oh, now we're not sure. trying to get him as a steal.
Talk smack about him. It'll be great.
Yeah, the Evans one is interesting. Michael Gallup is the other 20 spot wide receiver difference from 43 to 64. It's kind of irrelevant. Your next tier grouping, these are kind of your teens. These three guys. Deontay Johnson went from 15 to 34. Darnell Mooney, 33 wide receiver to 51. Michael Pittman, wide receiver 13 to wide receiver 28 this year. And Cortland Sutton from 25 to 40. So two of those names I just gave you were easy wide receiver twos or threes last year are out of that. And Michael Pittman went from almost wide receiver one to middle line wide receiver three. And Deontay Johnson, same thing. He's barely a wide receiver three now from wide receiver one-ish two.
I mean, I definitely move Pittman and Deontay down, but I feel like maybe the hate's gone a little too far on both those guys. I mean, just in terms of Deontay Johnson, I don't like him as a person, but he's a good wide receiver. Yes, he has annoying drops, and he had zero touchdowns last year, but I mean, Pickett threw seven touchdowns. They were not letting him throw the ball. So I think that they're could be a prodigious bounce back for Deontay, and I have him as a wide.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Receiver two. So I have him in that range. I have Pittman as wide receiver two also. You know, he had to play through Sam Ehlinger last year, who I love. He's my Texas guy, but made some bad decisions. I mean, Ehlinger also was, you know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh!
Right, my friend. So there you go. Are we going to put this on the Patreon? We're going to put this list of people. Yeah, we'll put it on the Patreon if you guys want to take a look at the whole list. Bogman did a lot of good work on it. Something we do from time to time. So make sure you sign up at InThisLeague.com. $5 level will get access to it. So just go and sign up today. Type it in InThisLeague.com. It will take you to our Patreon. And you can sign up whatever level you want. Five will get this, but you can get in the group me rooms. You can hang out with us. And you can be a part of the best ball we're going to do next week. Promo code ITL on Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you download it. They have got a crazy amount of very popular and cool best balls going on. And I know it's not the time to promote it, but I saw our boy Debro just tweet this out too, that Underdog just released their season-long pick'em contest stuff you can do. So pick'ems, you can obviously do like daily in season, but they've got season-long ones of like this guy will have this many yards or whatever, and those just got released. And he's like, incoming article coming because there are values in play. So if you want, use a promo code ITL, make a deposit. You will get a 100% match up to $100. And guess what? You could use all of those promotional dollars you get. Go use them on some NFL future season long pick'ems. That would be a lot of fun to play around with all season long. And you can do it with us too.
As you're listening to this, I believe we are 54 days away from the Hall of Fame game. So it's ticking down.
We are Brian Urlacher away.
That's right.
There you go. Is that from when we're recording or when we aired?
When we air.
We are Brian Urlacher away, my friends. We will get there. Follow Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. You'll also be able to see when he's doing like the Dynasty Pod with Fantasy Pros and any of the other great stuff he's got going on. You can follow me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh and make sure you subscribe to this podcast. We will be dropping more show feeds. The Bet This League feed will be on here in season. So make sure you subscribe. Give us a little rate and review if you want. That is it. That is all that we have. We will be back again next week for Mock Draft 2.0. We are back, and I think
Superflex.
Superflex. That's right. We're doing a Superflex mock next week. So how do you get to be a part of that? Be a part of the ITL Army, LT or above. If you hit us up, we'll try to get you in it. Otherwise, you can just be in the rooms, and when we post it, sign up and join with us. So Superflex mock next week. For Bogman, I am Welsh. Goodbye, my friends. Until next.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nope.